There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Israel. And during the 17th World Jewish Congress Plenary Assembly in Jerusalem, Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar highlighted Israel's strong ties with Jewish communities worldwide and its ongoing humanitarian aid in Gaza. He stressed the importance of shared destiny and mutual responsibility amongst the diaspora. The Assembly also announced results of recent elections for various leadership roles, including representatives from Czechia, Moldova, Montenegro, Switzerland, and Venezuela, along with young leaders and international organization delegates who discussed key policy resolutions. Chaim Taib, the founder of the Mitrelli Group and Menomaden Foundation, recently addressed prominent Jewish leaders at the Jerusalem Post Gala, emphasizing Israel's potential to connect Africa and the Gulf in a shared mission. With over 34 years of infrastructure work in Africa, he highlighted Israel's role in bridging the U.S., Africa, and the Middle East. He also praised Zaka's resilience and thanked the diaspora for its ongoing support, underscoring that strong ties with Israel are both a source of pride and a strategic asset. Panama is renowned for the Panama Canal, attracting many travelers with over 225 ships expected in the 2024-2025 season. In a recent report, the country is attracting many Jewish visitors due to its growing kosher amenities, including upscale restaurants and hotels catering to observant Jews. With a Jewish community of over 10,000, Panama boasts multiple synagogues, kosher restaurants, and supermarkets. Many Jews have contributed to the nation's development, and the diaspora community continues to grow, especially from Venezuela, Colombia, and Argentina. At the Jerusalem Post annual New York conference, NAS Daily creator Nusia Yassin discussed identity, coexistence, and AI's role in shaping perceptions and fighting anti-Semitism. An Arab-Israeli born in Israel, Yassin reflected on his upbringing and his global influence. He also noted regional challenges, mentioning the lack of economic ties with some Arab neighbors, emphasizing the need for mutual engagement and understanding. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Recent days have seen anti-Semitic graffiti and vandalism targeting Jewish neighborhoods in Manchester and London. And authorities, including Greater Manchester Police, are investigating these incidents. In the United States, a proposed federal budget bill aims to provide up to $5,000 tuition scholarships for children attending Jewish schools nationwide. Betar U.S., linked to the Zionist youth movement, plans to work with the Trump administration to identify and deport anti-Israel protesters. At the Jewish Post conference in New York, leading Jewish influencers and activists debated anti-Semitism, Jewish identity, and advocacy responsibilities amid global hostility. Panelists like Lizzie Savetsky and Rudy Rockman emphasized solidarity with many attendees connected to hostage families and activism efforts. Jewish leader Vic Aladev has received an honorary doctorate from the University of Sydney for his advocacy on human rights, hate speech, and community unity. And finally, Dok Aviv, Israel's 27th Tel Aviv International Documentary Film Festival, begins tomorrow and runs until the end of the month, showcasing films which explore current issues and diverse subjects with a focus on the arts. Held at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque and other venues, it opens with Holding Liat, a moving documentary about an American immigrant family affected by hostage events. The festival features films on topics like conflict, Israeli folk dance, and the arts, along with a new World in Conflict category. Award-winning documentaries and industry events, including pitching sessions, will also form part of this vibrant cultural program. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.